The hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee addressed federal legislation that would block abusive partners and convicted stalkers from possessing guns and require criminal background checks for gun sales by unlicensed sellers. Elvin Daniel testified about the shooting death of his sister, Zena Houghton, and two others at a spa in Brookfield, Wisconsin in 2012. Houghton was killed by her estranged husband. Daniel said he was present at the hearing to speak for his sister, who could no longer speak for herself.
It has been nearly 2 years since Zena was murdered. And it is heartbreaking to know that our weak gun laws continue to allow dangerous abusers to buy guns without a background check.
Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling also testified. At the hearing, Schmaling recounted a few of his experiences responding to domestic violence calls.
Any cop will tell you that domestic violence calls are the most dangerous calls that law enforcement officers will respond to. The last thing that the victim needs, and the last thing that my deputies need, is a dangerous abuser armed with illegal weapons.
Though Wisconsin passed 3 domestic violence prevention bills earlier this year, local advocates say there is more work to be done to strengthen the state's gun laws. Jerry Bonavia is the executive director of the Wisconsin anti-violence effort.
Here in Wisconsin, we do still have loopholes, and the largest one is one that we've been working on for years, and that's to close the loophole that allows people to buy guns without a background check.
That loophole would be closed by the legislation discussed at today's hearing. Both bills are still in committee. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.